Welcome to this demonstration of the BEM wireless Bluetooth speaker band. And in this demo, I just want to take you through what the BEM wireless speaker band looks like. And I should say BEM is B-E-M, so that's BEM wireless Bluetooth speaker band. So as I said, I'll take you through what the physical device looks like. I'll pair it to my iPhone. And then we'll talk about some of the uses for the wireless speaker on your wrist. So first of all, let me start with a physical description of the BEM wireless Bluetooth speaker band. Basically, it feels like a very large square watch. It's quite thick. And you have the band attached to either side of the square little speaker itself. And this particular band that I've got is made of rubber, and I bought the red one. If I hold the BEM wireless speaker band so that one of the bands is facing away from me and one of the bands is closer to me, on the closest side to me and about in the middle is a mini USB port that you can plug in to actually charge the unit via a USB cable to a USB wall adapter or to your PC if you like. Then to the right of that is one round button, and that's used to turn the unit on and off, and it will say on or off, and it will also allow you to pair the speaker with your, in this case, my iPhone. And pairing is also spoken as well. So if I come to the right hand edge, so this would be the closest to your hand, you have three buttons. And the middle one is play slash pause or answer and hang up. And the buttons on either side of the middle button is either volume up, volume down, or previous and next track if you're playing music. I should say at this point that when you get an incoming call and you answer it via pressing the middle button to answer it, you will get a talking caller ID of the number coming in to the speaker as well. And of course, given mine being Bluetooth, you've got to be within 10 meters of your, in my case, iPhone. And when you turn it on, it will actually say connecting and give a beep to confirm that's connected, or it'll beep when you've walked back into range of your iOS device as well. So speaking output wise, as in far as text-to-speech goes, it's pretty handy. Okay, so that's enough for the physical description of the BEM wireless Bluetooth speaker band itself. What I'm going to do now is grab my iPhone and go into Bluetooth settings. Then I'm going to set up the BEM to pair to my iPhone. Now you will notice that when I'm running my iPhone, I have the Alex speech voice running, which is traditionally on the Mac in OS X. Because I'm using a pre-release version of iOS 8, that's why you're hearing Alex on my iPhone as well. So let me find settings on the home screen. Of course, I'm using VoiceOver and I've got hints turned off. So I'm just going to touch the screen and flick around to settings.
Page 1 of 3, weather, passlock, settings.
Okay, settings, and of course, I was flicking back to the left then. I want to activate settings, that's one finger double tap for settings.
Settings.
And let me do one finger flick to the right to get to Bluetooth. Okay, it's telling me it's on. Okay, I'm going to grab my BEM, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to turn it on and hold in the power button. Remember, that's to the right of the little mini USB port, so I'm holding it in now.
Power on.
On.
Pairing.
Release the button, and I'm going to do a one-finger double tap on Bluetooth on my iPhone.
Bluetooth settings. Back button. Bluetooth heading. Bluetooth on.
And of course, I'm flicking through the screen with one finger flick to the right.
Devices. In progress. Logitech A760. Not connected. Button.
Okay, that's my Logitech keyboard.
More info. Logitech speaker band. Not paired. Button.
Okay, that's the speaker band. Not currently paired. So one finger double tap on that.
Speaker band. Connecting.
Okay, and you heard it say connecting and a beep. And that's what it does when it comes back in range or when you turn the unit on from being off. Okay, so if I now flick to the right of my iPhone.
More info, speaker band button.
Okay, that's now the speech of VoiceOver coming through the BEM wireless Bluetooth speaker band now. So I flick back to the left.
Speaker band connected button.
Okay, so I'm just going to press home to go back to my home screen.
Settings.
So I'm going to do a two-finger flick up for VoiceOver to start reading from the top of the screen to the bottom. And as it's doing that, I'm going to press the volume up on the speaker band itself.
Messages. Reminders. Stocks. Game Center. Newsstand. iTunes Store. App Store. Compass. Settings. Passbook. Weather.
Okay, so just do a two-finger touch on the screen to stop it. Now, if I don't have any sound running, now if I don't have any sound speaking as such, i.e. VoiceOver talking, if I just press the volume down now, okay, you don't get any feedback, but if I hold it in, now I've just released it now, and that's when I heard the last very, very soft beep coming out of the speaker. So I'm going to hold the volume up on in now, and you hear the beeps as they get louder. And of course, I've just released it, and that's the maximum of the loudspeaker. So if I touch my iPhone screen.
Weather.
Okay.
Passbook. Weather.
That's how loud it is now. Okay, so the first thing, let me show you what it's like to answer a call using the speaker band. So I'm just going to pop it on my wrist, put the clip in, and put the little tongue under the little holder for it so it doesn't pop out. Okay, I've got my landline phone here, my iPhone over to one side so we don't get much feedback. Okay, so let me just call my mobile number. And in the recording, I'm actually going to modify the number just for privacy reasons. So if the number sounds a bit odd, it's because I've edited it in the recording. So I'm going to type in my number on my landline phone now. And press dial, and it's dialing.
0 2 4 3 1 6 8 9.
Okay, answer it. It's also ringing now for the speaker band. Press answer. And if I come back to my phone and say, hello, how are you today? I'm very well. I'm just doing a recording using the BEM wireless speaker band. Okay, and when I'm finished chatting, I'm going to put my landline phone down and I'm going to come back and press the middle button now to hang up.
Reminders.
Okay, and I'm back to my home screen. So basically all I did then to answer the call was to press the middle button to answer, and I pressed that middle button again to hang up the call. And as you could hopefully tell, my voice was coming out of the speaker band. So I actually find this quite handy when I've got the phone in my pocket. I'm not wearing any headphones. I've got the speaker band on my wrist and I can just conduct a quick conversation. If I then want to, I can then always grab my iPhone out and have a private phone call. Because as you might have noticed, during the physical description, there's actually no headphone jack on the speaker itself, which probably would have been a very handy feature. Okay, so that's how to answer, talk on a phone call and a hang up. Let me show you now what it's like to play some music using the BEM wireless Bluetooth speaker band. Now, I've already previously queued some music, and of course, yes, it's ABBA, because that's what I tend to use during my music demos briefly. So what I'm going to do now, I'm not on a phone call, so the middle button is now basically play and pause. Now, this is probably going to be a bit loud because I've had the sound up loud. So when I press the middle button to start playing the music ABBA, I'm actually then going to use the volume down button to turn down the volume of the music. So I'm pressing the middle one now. Okay, very loud. Volume down now. And that's better. Okay, so that's playing the music. If I press now the next track, which is normally the volume up button, I've gone to the next track. I press it again. And of course, if I press play pause in the middle, stops it, press it again, starts playing it, press the previous button, which used to be volume down before the music started playing. Okay, and then to turn the volume up while it's playing, of course, rather than just pressing the previous and next buttons, I'm actually going to hold it in there. So I'm going to turn volume up, holding it in. Okay, and now I'm going to turn it down by pressing the volume down button. Press play, pause, to then stop the music. So basically what's happening is when I press play, pause to play the music, the previous and next buttons, if I just press them once, they act as the previous and next buttons. If I hold the buttons in, it turns the volume up and down. So the button to the right of the answer, hang up, play, pause button, it's volume up or next. And the one to the left of it, of course, is volume down or previous track. And just keep in mind that anything that's running audio-wise on your iPhone, including VoiceOver, because this is not an AirPlay speaker, will come out through the Ben Wireless Bluetooth speaker band as well. Now, the only thing I've found with the Ben Wireless Bluetooth speaker band is that it won't tell you when it's on low battery. So basically, if you have it running all the time and it suddenly doesn't connect or doesn't say anything, it would suggest that the battery is flat. Or when you try and turn it on and it doesn't turn on at all, again, the battery is probably flat. So in using the device, that's probably the only thing that I find slightly irritating, besides the fact it doesn't have a headphone jack for a private phone call, is the fact that you don't know when the battery is getting low. So I normally charge this round about every 3 days, and that seems to do me quite nicely for playing the occasional album, listening to a few audiobooks, and taking several phone calls a day using the Ben Wireless Bluetooth speaker band. And of course, if you want to turn it off, you can hold down the button on the side to the right of the mini USB port. So I'm holding that in now. Now, before I turn that on again, I'll just give you a bit of a warning. If you hold the power button in too long after it says on, of course, you'll do what we did in the beginning of this recording and put it in pairing mode. So as soon as it starts to talk, take your finger off the button. So I'm holding it in now.
Power off.
Finger off.
Connecting.
Okay, and I'm reconnected. Okay, so if I come back to my iPhone, we should now get Alex, the synthesizer, used in iOS 8, of course, on my iPhone 5S here. If I flick to the left, we should get speech back out the BEM band again.
Passbook.
Okay, and there we are.
Weather.
And of course, you can also get, finally, because I can't resist, doing Siri. So I'm going to hold down the home button. Siri, are you working? Releasing the home button.
Sorry, I'm afraid I can't answer that.
Okie dokie. Right, I'm going to press the home button to come out of there. And then lock my screen.
Screen locked.
And that completes this demonstration of the BEM Wireless Bluetooth speaker band. When I purchased mine, it cost about $49. Because I live in Australia, the parcel fee was a little bit pricey. It actually cost me $40 to get it over here to Australia, which I thought was a bit horrendous. But as I said, I can't find any fault with it. It's very useful, and as I've said several times, just a headphone and speaking at the battery level would have been nice. So as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.